It's 51 degrees. It's sunny in Nashville. We do expect plenty of sun today. Cooler temperatures, though, a high in the upper 60s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Today is the last day to vote early in state and county primary elections. Less than 5% of registered voters in Davidson County have cast a ballot so far. Early voters can go to any precinct in their county, but those who wait until Election Day need to go to their assigned polling place. In Tennessee, many races for public office are determined in the primary. Election Day is May 5th. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling has cleared the path for Tennessee Republicans to redistrict more seats in their favor ahead of the November midterms. U.S. Senator and gubernatorial candidate Marsha Blackburn has called for lawmakers to draw new maps to eliminate the state's remaining Democratic seat in Congress. Tennessee Republicans got rid of Nashville's reliably Democratic seat during redistricting in 2022, but left Memphis alone. The predominantly Black and Democratic city had been protected by federal law that prohibited racial gerrymandering. Now Blackburn is proposing new maps that would lump Memphis in with rural areas in the middle of the state. The drive from one end of the district to the other would be more than 200 miles. Democrats have criticized the plan for diluting the power of Black voters. The governor has not yet responded to a WPLN request for comment on whether he will call a special session to consider new maps. One of Nashville's biggest rock stars turned her Ryman residency this week into a showcase of Nashville's new rock scene. The crowd erupted as Hayley Williams announced a special guest, Noah Kahan, to the stage.
Please welcome my new friend, Noah Kahan.
Hayley Williams is lead singer of rock band Paramore and a Franklin native, also a Nashville music tastemaker. Kahan is at the peak of indie rock. His new album is poised to be number one on the Billboard 200 this week. And in a documentary about his life on Netflix, he said he recently bought a house in Nashville. This is Williams' first solo tour, and the guests she's brought out paint a picture of her version of authentic Nashville. She also brought out a member of Nashville punk band Snooper, sang a song with Jason Isbell, and did a cover of her grandfather, Rusty Williams. Also notable are the musicians that Williams has left out of her support. She often talks about how she doesn't like Morgan Wallen, for instance, because he said a racial slur online. And on the first night of her residency, Williams told tourists at her show to watch out for flying chairs, a reference to a time Wallen was arrested for throwing a chair off a roof on Lower Broadway. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.